Wellness Wednesday is a presentation of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. Reproduction, rebroadcast, or any use of Wellness Wednesday without the prior express written consent of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC is strictly prohibited. Program content, information, and opinions expressed are those of our guests and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of WAVL and Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. All information presented here is not meant to substitute or replace information from healthcare professionals. Please consult your healthcare provider before using any products or services mentioned on this program. And now, here's the host of WAVE's Wellness Wednesday, Cindy O.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Wednesday. Thanks for joining us on another wonderful episode. And we have one of our favorite friends back, Dr. Stephen Lewellis, dermatologist. How's it going today, Doc?
I'm doing great, thanks. It's always good to be here, Cindy, and appreciate you having me.
Yeah, you're always so full of information for us, and so today we decided we're going to get a little yucky, right? So everybody likes yucky, gory stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So we picked warts.
We did.
Warts is our topic today, and I'm guessing there's a lot of content for this, so we're just going to get started, because we already know your views on wellness and what it means and all of those things, so we'll just jump right in. Mm-hmm. Tell us, what is a wart, and what do you do with them?
Yeah. Warts are one of those diagnoses that often people come in knowing or at least thinking they have it. So they may say, I have warts already. They're not saying, what is this bump on my skin? But they are skin growths that are typically caused by a virus, a type of virus called HPV or human papillomavirus. There are many, many strains of that virus, and different strains tend to cause warts in different areas of the body. And this also includes genital warts. They are in the same family. It's just that depending on the strain of the virus, they tend to affect different areas, but you may be more familiar with the ones on the hands and the bottoms of the feet, plantar wart, for instance. They can be really frustrating. Not dangerous, but really, really frustrating.
I'm guessing depending on where they are, they're treated differently as well.
Yeah.
So what is like the most common that you see?
The most common treatment, if you walk into what I would consider kind of the typical dermatology office, they are likely going to talk to you about something called cryosurgery. They might call it cryotherapy. They might just call it freezing. But that is using liquid nitrogen to physically destroy the tissue and skin of the skin that's affected by the wart. So this is what's called the destructive method. It is quite painful. There's also some recovery involved. It tends to make a blister, and if it's on the bottom of the foot, for instance, you might be limping around for a while after that. So it's not my favorite first line one, but typically that is the first thing people get talked to about.
Are there, I would guess there is maybe worse than even that, right? Is it surgery? Like, would you surgically have to have something removed?
Occasionally. Sometimes a wart gets to the point, maybe it's a really deep one or a large one on the bottom of the foot, for instance, where we do involve a surgical colleague, such as a podiatrist or something like that for help with that. But I rarely have to go that route with my patients. There are a lot of different modalities you can explore. I tend to focus on ones that combine efficacy, which is how well a treatment works, with also comfort and lack of pain. And that generally starts with a type of topical treatment that I like to prescribe to my patients that combines a prescription medication with an over-the-counter medication and empowers the patients to use that at home. I especially love it with kids because I do not bring that freezing spray out with kids if I don't have to. I've had adults come to see me and say, I still remember getting that done when I was a kid and I'm still traumatized by it.
Not good stuff.
Yeah.
So what about other, like on your hands? Mm-hmm. Like people, you'll see that a lot, right?
Yeah. Warts on the hands are a big problem for people for a lot of reasons. They can be uncomfortable. They're unsightly, of course. They make people very self-conscious. And because it's caused by a virus, they are technically infectious. It's unlikely that, you know, you shake someone's hand and who has warts and you're definitely going to also get warts yourself. But there is that risk, and people don't want to have these on their hands. And they can also get around the nails and be destructive to the nail tissue. And that is just a big, big problem. So I try to catch those early and intervene as early as possible when they're on places like that.
So where do you stand on the kissing frogs? Wasn't that a thing? Like if you kissed frogs, you got warts?
You bet. You just got to throw everything, including the kitchen sink, at these. I'm a big proponent of the mind-skin connection, or mind-insert organ here connection. Our brains are very powerful. How we think about things, how we think about treatments that we're doing, does have an effect. It might not be a huge effect, but if you truly believe that kissing that frog is going to help, it's certainly not going to hurt to believe that. But you may have some side effects from kissing the frog that you wouldn't love either.
Fantastic. All right, this is a fantastic place to take a little break. And then we come back, let's maybe see if there's anything preventative we can do, and then maybe talk a little bit about some things we could do over the counter before we have to come in and see you. So we're going to take a little break, and we will come right back with Dr. Stephen Lewellis, board-certified dermatologist. We're talking about warts. All right, welcome back. Thanks for sticking with us on the second portion of our conversation with Dr. Stephen Lewellis on this Wellness Wednesday. Were you talking warts? Warts on Wellness Wednesday. That's a mouthful, right? Hopefully we don't have to talk about that either. So we talked before about some of the most common, like plantars, is that right? Warts on your feet and then on your hands is very common. And you said it's the HPV virus.
Yes.
So is there anything, and viruses you can't necessarily treat, but what can we do to maybe minimize the effects beforehand? Mm-hmm. And then what can we do after we got them?
So there's not much we can do in terms of preventing the if we're exposed to the virus, there's a chance that it will take hold, and there's not a lot you can do proactively to prevent that, other than trying to, if someone obviously has warts, you have a child with warts, things like that, you're trying to help them with them, wear gloves, wash your hands, that sort of thing, but not a lot in that area. However, in terms of how I think about treating the warts, one treatment modality that doesn't get talked about a lot because not a lot of people have this device is one that I like and that I offer in my clinic, because it can actually induce an immune response in your body against the wart, and that could be almost act like a defense against future exposures to the virus, because you're giving yourself some immunity similar to how a vaccine does, but not the same. And that could actually treat the wart itself and make you more resistant to having warts in the future. And that's different than any other treatment.
So like getting your body to do the work that it
exactly,
should be doing.
Exactly, yes. Okay. And the problem with warts is that they normally, you know, this virus, the body should just find it and get rid of it. But somehow the wart protects itself from the immune system recognizing it. So we have to do things to encourage and wake up the immune system around the wart. And the treatment that I'm specifically talking about is something called SWIFT, but it essentially uses a microwave generator to induce heat locally in the wart-affected tissue. And that heat induces something called a heat shock protein response, and that can actually induce the immune system within the wart tissue and get rid of the wart itself and potentially induce that immune response for future protection.
Interesting. Yeah. Where do you stand on the over-the-counter stuff? Mm-hmm. Like, there's lots of it, right?
Yeah.
You go to Walgreens, you go to someplace, any drugstore, there's a sea of things.
That's the worst part. The sea of things is the problem. Even when I go in, I look around because I try to have, I want to have as much empathy with my patient as possible. I want to know what they are seeing. And even when I go, I'm overwhelmed. I don't know what to pick. Generally, the things that you'll see are the most common things contain what's called salicylic acid, and that helps sort of pare down the layers of skin that pile up, these big, thick layers of dead skin that pile up. And that can be helpful, but it's rare that folks with significant wart disease burden are going to get rid of them with just that. So I will often combine something like salicylic acid with another ingredient that works synergistically. That's what I was alluding to earlier.
What about home remedies? Mm-hmm. I have heard like apple cider vinegar, soak your feet, that kind of thing. I think that has worked. I feel like that's worked at my household over the years, but like, is that a thing?
I do not poo-poo these type of things. In my opinion, they're extremely low risk, and with low risk things, it's worth taking that risk if you're going to have potentially a high reward, especially with how cost effective it can be. It doesn't involve going to the doctor, so give it a shot. I don't think it's going to be harmful, and of course, not formal medical advice, but that seems reasonable. One that your listeners might love that I learned about recently at a meeting is actually taking a pinto bean, has to be a pinto bean, not a red bean, not a black bean, pinto bean, right on top of the wart, and you put a little bit of tape around that to fasten it in place overnight, then take it off, leave it, throw the bean away. Or I wouldn't suggest cooking it, and see what happens.
So a raw bean, not a cooked
raw
one, a
pinto
raw
bean,
hard bean.
Specifically raw, okay. Pinto bean, and that is one of the most fun and potentially effective. And there's been some amazing reports about it, and that's just the cost and relative comfort and ease of that is appealing to me. So why not? Low risk,
high potential
reward. Well,
there's different things in all of our foods.
Yes.
And all. There used to be a game that I played on, when computer games first became a thing. It was called Alchemy. And you get just the goofy, rocking this equals this and making things. So, how do we know that that pinto bean is not the cure to all of it?
Precisely. So there's some. That's why it has to be the pinto
bean. I don't want to put you out of business, buddy.
I would love for us to be able to have people not have to see me or colleagues like myself for warts. And that pinto bean is a great example of let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. I think a lot of people are coming back to that. They want doctors who think about that as well as the stuff that we might need through a prescription. I like to combine those rather than running away from the conventional and just doing pinto beans. I'm going to tell you about everything I know that could help.
Nice.
And you get to choose.
Nice. And that is a great reason why you are here, because you are open to all of the things and you have so much knowledge. And thank you so much. We are, of course, out of time because it always goes so fast. So tell everybody again who you are and how to get a hold of you. And maybe somebody has questions can call you up and talk some more.
Thank you very much, Cindy, again for having me. My name is Dr. Stephen Luellis. I'm a board certified dermatologist and the founder of Above and Beyond Dermatology. I see people all over central and northern Wisconsin, a couple different offices. I do house calls. Just text 715-391-9774. You could call that as well, and I'll tell you about how I might be able to help.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And you will be back because we got all kinds of more gross stuff we're going to talk about over this next year. So.
Thank you
and if
much.
You guys have questions and want to hear it, let me know.
Appreciate
so again, thank you, Dr. Stephen Luellis, board certified dermatologist, Above and Beyond Dermatology. And we will see you guys again next week.